So I take it from your question of what the heck is Bizarre that you do not recall the TV show Bizarre.
Maybe I know it and I just don't remember knowing it.
Yeah, it might be a thing like once we turn it on, you might remember it because it did play in Canada a lot, but it's one of these, it's like a sketch comedy show, but I had also forgotten about it. I think the main thing, probably the most famous thing about it is, do you remember Super Dave Osborne?
Yes, I do.
So he didn't officially start on Bizarre, but Bizarre is what kind of really made him more known until they made a separate Super Dave show. So yeah, Super Dave was one of the segments on this show. But basically, yeah, what got this back in my mind is, I vaguely remember this show because it got played in Canada. I'll get into the details, but it got played in Canada a lot. But I'd forgotten all about it. And I saw a clip of it somewhere on YouTube, and I was like, oh yeah, I sort of remember that show from like the 80s. But then somebody else commented underneath, they're like, oh yeah, I loved that show. That show had boobs in it, like it had nudity. And I was like, what? It certainly did not. I was watching this show in the 80s when I was a kid. I think I would have remembered that. So that made me look it up a bit. And it turns out this show was kind of a co-production. It was America slash Canada. So we got the Canadian version that ran in syndication all the time and was rerun all the time. We got the normal version, but it also aired on Showtime in the United States. And that version that aired in the United States did indeed have naked boobs in it, which I guess not that crazy. Like Monty Python, had nudity and stuff. Like, who cares? No one cares. But it's all like the context. It's not weird for a British show. It's very weird for a sketch show I remember from when I was a kid. Apparently had boobs this whole time and I didn't even know. But it's kind of hard to find that version because it only aired its original broadcast on Showtime, and then that was it. But I managed to dig up some episodes, and I was just gonna watch it as just some 80s nostalgia, like Red Green and stuff. It's from that era of, Smith and Smith or like the Smothers Brothers. I feel like it's all one of those types of shows. But then I was like a little extra interested when I found out there's a secret version that has nudity. I was like, well, that's just crazy. I have to watch that.
Okay. Now that you're talking about it, I seem to have a memory of it too. But I have to look at it to see though.
I did find the first episode, but yeah, I'll just give you the basic info. So it's one of these things like it's technically a Canadian show, but I feel like it shouldn't count. It's really not Canadian. So Bizarre is a Canadian sketch comedy television series that aired from 1980 to 1986, hosted by John Byner. The series was produced by CTV in Scarborough, Ontario. Two versions of Bizarre were produced. The episodes that aired on Showtime in the United States featured nudity and coarse language, while the versions broadcast on CTV in Canada and later in syndication had the nudity removed and the language censored using a horn honking sound. So when there was a sketch featuring nudity, they censored it by substituting a reverse angle shot filmed from behind the actors, or they filmed an entirely alternate take where the actors wore bras. So yeah, there's the titty version and the non-titty version. But this is just a weird history of this show. It's weird that this counts as Canadian because this was originally an ABC pilot and then ABC passed on it. So the production moved to Canada. And because the production was in Canada, it qualified for Canadian content credits. So anyone who's not from Canada, we had this thing, I think technically we still do, but it's not relevant now in the internet age, called the Canadian Content Law, where a certain percentage of TV shows and songs on the radio, whatever, has to be Canadian content. And this show, the reason it got rerun for so many years, it was rerun in Canada up until 2003, is because it counted for Canadian content. But Super Dave is American. John Byner, the host, he's American. Everybody in it's American because it was an ABC show. But somehow it counts as Canadian. Because I was like, Super Dave, he's not Canadian, is he? And I looked into it and, like, no, he sure isn't. So just a weird show, a weird Canadian show that's really an American show that secretly has boobs in it and is a sketch comedy show from the 80s that's probably not funny, but I guess we'll find out.
The other thing that's odd about that is usually Canadian shows were the ones that were a little in the 70s and 80s, they were the ones that were a little more risque, making jokes about homosexuals and religion and all kinds of things like that, whereas the standard American television shows were rather saccharine. But here we seem to be hearing the reverse.
Yeah, I think kind of if I had to without watching it again, my guess is, because yeah, if you think of things like Kids in the Hall, where they just openly talk about like homosexual issues when that was not what you were supposed to do.
We had Codco, which was so anti-religious, especially Catholic.
Yeah, where the feeling I get with Bizarre is that Bizarre wasn't trying to like, that those Canadian comedies you're referring to were kind of like trying to be socially progressive, and like push agendas that normally wouldn't be talked about. Even shows like Degrassi, dealt with some pretty heavy stuff that was not normal for like, an American show might not do. But I think Bizarre was here to be more like hee-haw, Bizarre was just totally stupid, dumb jokes. And if they could get people to tune in with boobies, because I think Showtime, it was like HBO, I guess it still is. Like it's one of those premium cable channels.
Yeah.
So I think they were more interested in like let's just get people to watch by any means necessary. They were not concerned with pushing forward the culture or whatever.
I guess not. See, we were watching Benny Hill at that time, which had tits and ass all over the place. Now, I don't know how popular that was in the States. Now, that's a British show, of course. But Benny Hill was big time Canadian favorite.
Yeah, it's always a little tough to tell with stuff like that because we do take for granted a lot of British TV is just fairly well known in Canada, and it's hard to tell what its position was in the States. Yeah, because maybe that wouldn't fly. Like, if you paid your premium charge for Showtime and you tune into Bizarre and it's, a North American comedy show with boobs, like, great. But if you paid for Showtime and you turn on Benny Hill, I don't know. Maybe the average American was like, I'm paying extra for this? What the hell is this? So, I mean, I don't know. It's very hard to tell. It's and this is really all the information I have. There's not a lot that's easily, it's not like people have written great long essays about Bizarre or even remember Bizarre. So, or like I said, like I think the whole reason it got posted on the internet in the first place, I think the reason I came across it was because somebody was like, hey, remember this show? It has boobs in it. Like I think that's why Americans remember it.
Okay, well, let's check it out.
Sure. And I mean at the very least, I mean I did love Super Dave when I was a kid. I remember Super Dave being pretty funny. So it's got that, if nothing else. Oh, these, by the way, if you would like to watch these, I got these off archive.org. Some nice soul had these still on a VHS tape from back in the day, and that's where I got the episodes.
All right, desire number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of Bizarre, John Biner.
Thank you very much. This is Bizarre, a brand new show. Exciting, different, innovative. You've never seen these things before. You'll never see them again. I'd like to begin with something different and new and exciting. My impersonation of a guy trying to say impersonation. My impersonation of Ed Sullivan, something you've never seen before. Right here, right there in Oshawa, Kentucky. We have our United States and Canada. We have the singing nuns going
John?
To dance for you. We have the dancing, singing to elephants for all our United States and Canada, Kentucky. That lady's going to try to smile for you. And it's going to be just fine. It's too wonderful. She ought to just have a better time because life is too short. No, what?
Can we get on with the show?
Get
please?
On with the show because we're right here. We're doing the show. And right here.
So probably says, in a way, this is like a litmus test for a person's personality. This probably says more about me than anything, but I kind of thought that was pretty good. I thought that was a lot better than I expected it to be.
It wasn't bad. It moved along really fast. The pacing was really good in it. I vaguely remember this show now. I didn't watch it regularly, but yeah, it was okay. Quite good, actually.
Yeah, like when it first came on and you saw John Biner and you were like, oh, I remember that guy. I had the exact same reaction. Like, I don't know the name. I don't really know the guy. But I was like, oh, yeah, that guy. It's like deep in my brain somewhere. And I do remember Super Dave a lot, but, for the more family-friendly Super Dave show that they did later, although it was exactly the same show, he just didn't swear, but it was the identical gags. But yeah, I guess I felt like that show basically it just did what, like, I wouldn't say all those sketches were great, but they did what they were there to do. Like the one about the kid, the ones that I thought were actually like clever were the kid who gets in trouble at school. And he's like, I don't act any different at school than I do at home. And he starts smoking and drinking and swearing. It's a dumb joke, but it is funny. And I like the one about stereotypes, where it's just like the guy comes in, the Huggy Bear guy, the fucking super pimp, and he's all Mamma Mia. Like it was literally just everyone has the Southern sheriff talks with an Irish accent. Like again, not deep, but funny. And then the sketches that were just there to show a woman's boobs. I mean, they were short at least. Like, let's just get to it. We're just here to see some boobs. So, okay, they did the job. And then just the goofy ones, the flat out goofy ones, like Super Dave getting crushed into a cube or the football players getting their heads knocked off. Like, hilarious. Sure, why not?
You had also said how like this seemed to be like a lot of American actors. I didn't recognize the other actors except for one. The guy that when he was doing the religious thing for saving animals and all this stuff, the guy who brought came in with the turtle, that actor I have seen in so many Canadian productions. He's just one of those guys that you never know his name, but he's just in everything. I recognized him right off. Canadian all the way.
Yeah, and it's funny that they referenced Calgary and Vancouver. So it definitely is like, yeah, this bizarre amalgam. I mean, I would still firmly call this an American show, but I guess technically, by the letter of the law, it's Canadian. So they do have these Canadian second stringers and Canadian references. But yeah, I guess just kind of a nice little, well, it's weird though, because it is like a little walk down memory lane of like this thing that I just vaguely remember on the edge of my brain from when I was a kid, except different. Because yeah, like I said, when I saw it, there were no cops pulling women over and being like, all right, show me your breasts. And the guy at the airport who just keeps beeping until he's got the lady taking all her clothes off. I noticed too, because it's a Showtime show, it was a whole 28 and a half minutes or whatever. There were no commercials because it was a pay station. So I wonder if that's what they did for the Canadian version. Like, easy enough, right? Just snip out those occasional sketches and add in some commercials instead and bleep some swearing, and there you go. Bob's your uncle.
You had asked me if John Biner's imitation of Ed Sullivan was accurate. Oh yeah, spot on. And I now that's one thing. He used to show up. Biner used to show up on a lot of other people's comedy shows and talk shows and that kind of stuff. And he oftentimes copied Ed Sullivan. And the voice is perfect, just perfect. His intonation, his timing, everything. He's excellent at that.
Yeah, and that is one of those things. I mean, obviously, I don't have the context for it, but it was pretty clear that that was the joke of like, welcome to Bizarre, a brand new show where everything's brand new, including this bit you've never seen before of me doing Ed Sullivan, because clearly everybody knew him for that, So, yeah, I mean, yeah, actually, I mean, I feel like I was, again, I was just talking out of my butt without having seen the show again, but comparing this to like Hee Haw or whatever, I think is probably unfair. I think this is a quite a bit better than that.
Yeah, Hee Haw was yeah, just dumb. And they'd laugh at their own jokes.
Yeah, if there was a show that needed boobs in it, it was probably Hee Haw, trying to counterbalance it. But yeah, I can see why. I mean, it still seems like a very strange situation to have the two versions of this show. But I feel like, yeah, I mean, I would have watched anything when I was a kid. I didn't know what was good and what was bad. But it does seem like Bizarre probably held up fine. The censored version, I don't think that would hurt it at all. Because it's so just, no pun intended, but nakedly obvious about it. You always know instantly, oh, this is the sketch that's to show boobs. Because it's just like, well, actually, except for that final sketch where a lady came out in a towel and actually kept the towel on. I was like, oh, okay. I guess you don't always know.